Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Perhapsism podcast. I am your host, Ian Russell. Now, let's get straight to the nitty-gritty. Today was okay. Today was not great. I missed my fitness class for my college courses today because there was a car crash later down on the line, and it would have taken 45 minutes to get any buses. And due to that, I would have been left with 20 minutes left of class. And, well, I wouldn't get my participation points for the day. So, I guess, no class for me today. I'll just have to make it up later. Rant over. For our second segment of today's show, I would like to bring you a writing prompt. Here is the first prompt. The waiting room in hell. Imagine a very average waiting room, like at an office, specifically a doctor's office, or perhaps you're waiting for an interview. But everyone in attendance is dead and are waiting to be judged, and whoever is beyond that door, is it God? Is it the devil? Or is it simply an angel come to judge you? That's up to you to decide. The second prompt. Imagine a musical, but it's about Doctor Who. Do with that what you will. Now for our third segment, the monologue. Today's monologue is brought to you by Sin City. Sin City is one of my favorite movies. Robert Rodriguez's ability to pull the comic book panels straight to the screen and put them to motion, I believe, is unparalleled among comic book movies. Let's begin.
Evening, officer. I don't have to introduce myself, do I?
You read the papers?
This being an election year, you've seen plenty of my picture. You know who I am and what I can do. I'm doing you, Hardigan. Cold and hard, I'm doing you. You blew my son's ear off, blew his arm off, and even blew his nuts and pecker off. He's in a coma right now. They say he may never come out of it. My boy, he could have been the first Rourke to become the President of the United States, but you had to turn him into a brain-damaged, dickless freak. Pulling that trigger make you feel powerful? Power don't come from a badge or a gun. Power comes from lying. Lying big, and getting the whole damn world to play along with you. Once you got everybody agreeing with what they know in their hearts ain't true, you get them by the balls. There's, what, maybe 500 people in this hospital? I could pump you full of bullets right now, and I wouldn't be arrested. Everyone would lie for me. Everyone who counts, otherwise all their own lies. Everything that runs Sin City, it all comes tumbling down like a pack of cards. But I want you firm, fit, and healthy. I'm even putting up cash of my own to get you more surgery. Fix that heart condition of yours. You're going to keep living a long time. I'm gonna make sure of that. You're gonna be convicted of raping that little brat and shooting my boy. Your wife, you tell her the truth, and she's dead. You tell anybody the truth, and they're dead.